Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and His mercies endure forever. What a joy to be on this program tonight to see life changed, destiny turned around, healing, miracles, signs and wonders, and people are built up in their faith. I am so excited to bring the word of the Lord to you tonight. But before we go into the word of the living God, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. Receive all our praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking, oh God, for revelation knowledge of your word. I'm asking, oh God, that you will use this tongue to declare your word in power and in wisdom. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that everyone that lives and hears tonight, their life will never remain the same again. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless your people. Change their lives. Give them solution to the problem. Heal and deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus, we vow that we will return all the glory and all the praise to you alone. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome you one more time to this awesome time of change and the time to fulfill your destiny. Now, we are on this series on common success, And we already said that there is no reason why you should be a failure because it's not in your gene. It's not part of you at all. The Bible says, He said, "For I know the plan I have for you, said the Lord." That means God signed the document. He said, "They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." That's Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11 in the New Living Translation. God said, "I got a plan. And this plan is the plan of good. I didn't plan disaster. I have a future for you and there is a hope ahead of you. That gives you an unquestionable platform for greatness." Now, it doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter what somebody said about you. Now, let me just say this one before we go ahead. You don't use your experience and situation in life to justify and to rate the scriptures. No. Now, you use the scripture to justify and to rate your life. A lot of people just say, okay, since there is sickness in their bodies, they think, okay, it determines whether God can heal or not. No, 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 no. Whatever is going on, God's word is settled forever. Amen. The word of God determines your life. Your experience don't. Because you might have been doing something, maybe you don't know what to do, step to take, and that's why the result have not come. That's why you cannot just say God didn't care. He said, "I know the plan that I have towards you. It's a plan of good and not for disaster." Now, you are saying what I'm experiencing right now doesn't look like God said it. In fact, you just sit back because I'm about to lead you to something tonight. Because when you come into a place whereby you can use the word of God to rate and to justify your life, when something comes into your life that is contrary to the word of God, you can stand your ground and declare, "This is contrary to God's plan for my life, because the word of the Lord said, 'Let God be true and all men liar.'" Now, because by redemption, you are directly connected with greatness. That is what happened to you, but not because of what you have done, what grace brought into your life to change your destiny forever. So the moment you were born again, you are translated and transported, connected to greatness. Uncommon success becomes your natural realm, and God is committed to it by covenant. Heaven and earth will pass away. A little out of my word will not go except they are all fulfilled. God is saying, even when everything turn around, my plan for you is not disaster. Don't take disaster for your portion. Where you are right now is not your destination. It can just be a bus stop. You are about getting there. Because I saw this, that majority of Christians just live their life as if they are alone in this world. Most especially when situation comes and it's not pleasant. And they begin to say, maybe God is training me. Now listen to this. I want you to get out of that training. Because God's plan for you is a plan of good and not of evil. Now let me just lead you to something tonight that I want you to think about. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29, he said, if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. If ye are Christ, in other words, if you are born again, you are connected by redemption to the same promise that God gave to Abraham. Now, we need to find out what are the promises of God to Abraham. Because if God is faithful to Abraham, God has to be faithful to you. And if you are in Christ Jesus, you don't need to bother your head. You just need to wait on the covenant. Now, listen to this. There is no document that becomes a legal entity without a signature. Until you sign it, it's not yet a document. God already signed it. He said, thus saith the Lord. Now let me show you what God promised Abraham in Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. In other words, I remember one verse he said, God gave the whole world to Abraham by faith, not by works. God gave the whole world. So the whole world was given to Abraham. And if the whole world was given to Abraham, then the whole world supposed to be your possession. That is just 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. Now, you need to now know, what do I do to get there? And that is what I want you to listen to today. Because when that promise was made to Abraham, God confirmed that promise in the life of Isaac. Because Isaac was connected to Abraham. And I read the scripture that just blew my mind. The Bible says in Galatians chapter number 4, in verse number 28. Galatians 4, 28, he said, brethren, as Isaac was, so are the children of the promise. As Isaac was, just as Isaac was. Oh my God, somebody needs to listen to me tonight. I'm just getting excited. As Isaac was. Now, Isaac had some obstacle, but as Isaac was, let's look at how Isaac was, because I have seen people standing behind an obstacle, standing behind a situation as if it's stronger and taller than them. I have a good news for you. You're going to overcome this. I'm telling you, he's going to go into your past just like that. The Bible tells us, as Isaac was just exactly at the children of promise, then what happened to Isaac? In the book of Genesis chapter 26, let's look at Isaac's life, and so that you can place yourself there and tell the devil, get out of my face. If I count 3 and you are still there, you're going to be in serious trouble. Now watch this. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14, the Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land. Isaac was a sower. He said he sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. Now, I want you to know that the time Isaac was sowing was the time of famine. When everybody were going through so much, obstacles, things are not pleasant. I want you to know that in the time of famine, it's not just absence of food. The health condition is so bad because the weather is adverse. Now, the Bible now says, in the time when everybody were complaining and things were not working well, Isaac sold and he had under full return. See verse 13. And the man was great. When everybody was going down, a child of covenant can't feel it. He was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistine envied him. Oh my God. You have an enviable destiny in Christ Jesus. I want you to have this understanding. The Bible was not written so that we can just read it and think about, oh my God, Isaac was not just an angel that was coming somewhere that have two wings on his back. No, Isaac was like you that live in Jacksonville. That's the truth I want you to know. But the man was walking in a covenant that he was connected with. The Bible says he was growing when other people are going down because of the promise and the covenant of God with Abraham. And the Bible says, if ye are Christ, you are Abraham's seed and you are heir according to its promise. The Philistines is the same thing as the people that do not know God. They are like unbelievers. The unbeliever, every unbeliever around you must envy you this year. I'm telling you, that is your position right now. It is good to know God. It is good to know him. He is your foundation. He is your source. But at the same time, you must know who you are in him. Otherwise, you will misuse God and you will abuse yourself. And I've seen a lot of believers going through that. God will never walk on the street of Jacksonville physically. No, don't even think about it. Well, maybe if I let me just pray so that when I get to Mwama, God will just show up to me. He will not. Even if you start fasting from today now, and the world wants to know who this God is. So what God does is, he entered into you by the power of the Holy Spirit so that through you, everybody will know who he is. By laying hands on the sick, by calling those things that be not as though they were. Because you are an embodiment of God's grace. You are a container of virtue. Things don't describe you. You describe things. It is not what you have. Oh, thank God for my big house. Thank God for my big car. Thank God for this and that. No, things don't describe you. You describe things. It is what you use that people reckon with, not things that are using you. Oh, somebody needs to get this. Because a lot of people think they are great because of the car they ride, because of the house they live. No, that is you far beyond that. Now, the best car, the most expensive car you have ever seen came from metals and foam.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The most beautiful house you have ever seen came from dust.
That's right.
From cement. You came from God. Which one is more valuable?
Right.
Stop allowing people to describe you based upon what they see. You are bigger in the inside. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in verse number 7. The Bible says, we carry in this earthen vessel, this body, a virtue, that the glory may be not unto us but unto God. That people will look at you, they can't understand why great and mighty things are happening through your life, because you didn't look like it. But the result coming out of your life is unparalleled. Nobody can equate it, because you are connected with a covenant of God of heaven through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I saw Moses was crying to God one day because they were about to cross the Red Sea. And the Red Sea was there. The host of Pharaoh was coming behind. And the children of Israel were crying, why do you bring us here? Now, I'm talking about a situation whereby people are so perplexed. It looks as if death was knocking at the door. You have a doctor's report that was not pleasant. The bees are coming in. Your children are not doing the best that you think. Your husband or your wife are not. You just say, what kind of life is this? Come on now, shut up and listen to me, friend. I want to give you a good news. That was what was happening to the man called Moses. And God came down from heaven. I thought God would just say, Moses, honey, please don't cry. No, God just said, why are you crying to me? And he's like, God, I think you see the host of Pharaoh behind me. You saw the rising. He was crying in soprano and in alto. Until God said, what is that in your hand? And he said, a rod. He said, do you think I will allow you to get to this place and not equip you? Listen, there is a rod with you right now. If you don't recognize the rod, you can be crying when even the enemy are already afraid of you. He said, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, come and stretch it out. Now, rod was with Moses. Christ is in you. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, in verse 4, he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because of the greater one that dwells inside of you, God changed your status. He changed your position. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6 said, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I was looking into the scripture where that seat was. The heavenly places. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21 to 22, the Bible says, is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and cancer and diabetes and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. He put everything under your feet and you are seated above them. And these things that are under you, he contesting you and you never do nothing about it. And you are expecting God to come, arise, oh God, come and fight. God said, which one? I equip you, I put you on the seat. Now, kings don't just laugh on the seat, they command. Kings give order on the seat. Friends, as you are listening to me tonight, I want to provoke an holy anger inside of you that you will shut down that thing that want to limit you, that thing that want to frustrate you, that thing that want to cut your life short. You are not supposed to live that way because you are connected to the God of heaven and the earth. Now, for you to experience this supernatural manifestation, you need to know what to do, because I understand a lot of believers, when they read the scripture, they saw the promises so great, but they don't know how to activate it. Number one thing is, you have to tame your mind if you are going to be successful. Instruct your mind and you will enjoy your future. If you cannot instruct your mind will instruct you. And maybe I should just get you clear in this. Your mind is an intermediary between your spirit and your body. Between your what? Your spirit and your body. Now, your spirit is so perfect, successful, buoyant, and powerful because it's born again. Now, your body is a servant. It doesn't know what to do. It is what your soul says that it depends on. Now, there are two major functions of your mind. Your mind is from your memory and imagination. Your memory and your what? Your imagination. That's why many times you just remember some things and you want to cry. Your mind is playing the game. Now, for the memory, it brings your back, your past, and bring it back. For the imagination, it plays your future. So your mind is your servant that goes from your past into your future. Now, every child of God don't have to depend on what the past is saying. You cannot even depend on what your mind is bringing as an imagination. Now, you put whatsoever is coming into your mind and you use the word of God to correct it. Oh my God, I don't know whether somebody is hearing what I'm talking about. Now, the scripture says, he will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on him, for he trusted in him. That is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. He said, he will keep you in perfect peace. So, if you really want to enjoy peace, you have to tame your mind. You come into a place whereby when those thoughts come, because it will come, the first thing that comes to you is the information from your body. It tells you you're sick. It tells you nothing is working. It tells you shame is about to come over. It tells you things are not going to work out. Now, your body is sending messages to your mind. Now, if you allow your mind to stay on God's word, when the enemy is sending messages to your body, your mind stands against it because your mind is getting information from your spirit. And your spirit is directly connected to the word of God. Now, let me just make it so simple for everybody. It was imagination playing the future that made David to kill Goliath. Now, looking at Goliath, you can lose your mind. I saw the way the Bible, I was just looking at it. And when I was younger in faith, I said, oh my God, they use almost 3 or 4 verses to describe this giant. They don't even talk about God. They told us about the spear, the abagon, the helmet, and they never talk about God. Yeah. Now, that shows how mighty Goliath looked into the in the eyes of everybody, including Saul himself, couldn't say nothing. Here comes a guy that had played his mind with God so much, and he just said, if God, come on, see imagination, if God can help me to kill a lion and a bear, he will help me to kill this one. Now, use what God has done in the past to portray your future. If God hears somebody beside you, if you hear testimony about God's goodness in somebody's life, use it. If God is the one that have done it for this person, he's going to do mine. Because God is not a respecter of any man. It can happen anywhere. That is what the enemy hates your mind. He wants to bombard your mind with so much things that are not edifying, so that at the end of the day, you will submit to him and he will take over and rule you. Apostle Paul gave us a counsel, and he said, though we walk in the flesh, he said, but our weapon of warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. He said, we are bringing into captivity every thought that stands against the knowledge of God. He said, we can bring those thoughts. The devil said, you're going to die of this. And Satan, you don't know what we are talking about. I was already dead. You have not met a ghost before. I was already dead. Yeah, 2,000 years ago, I died. And my life is hid in Christ in God. The Bible says that if we are in Christ, we are dead. And now when he rose from the dead, we rose up with him. So you can't threaten me with death. I was already dead. I'm here right now to live. Now, if the devil says you are sick, tell him you missed it. Where were you when they were beating him? Why don't you stop that? By yourself, I'll be healed. Now, you know it and you begin to play, because many times we think it's humility. And it's not humility, it's ignorance. Now, God was speaking to Gideon. And he said, Gideon, a mighty man of valor, God is with you. He said, with you, I will strike the whole armies of the Syrians like a man. Now, it's one man. I said, oh, God. He said, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm the least in my father's house. Now, listen, you want to tell me God didn't know you are the least in your father's house before he came to you? Now, you know better than him. Now, God knew the arrows that is flying by the day. He said, you are more than a conqueror. He knew that the enemy want to choke you. He said, though you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, he said, you will fear no evil, for I am with you. He knew that the enemy want to pull you down. He said, the angels of the Lord are round about the righteous to deliver him. That is what you stay your mind on. You don't stay your mind in what the enemy is saying, because he doesn't have a good news for you. And as you are listening to me tonight, I believe in the name of Jesus that the yokes are broken. The power of darkness are destroyed. You are more than a conqueror. You begin to see yourself from today the way God sees you, and it shall be well with you. And somebody wants to say, Bishop, how do I get connected? I want this covenant. Oh, so easy. Just say this prayer after me, and Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, will enter into your life, and a new story will begin. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. From today, I'm born again. I give my life to you. Enter me, O God. Let your spirit lead me. Let me live my life by your word. Wash me clean from every sin and every iniquity. From today, I am saved. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the family. Amen. I'm telling you, the secrets of God are with them that fear him. Let's go to the top. Right now, I believe God. Pastor Jen, tomorrow is going to be an explosive meeting.
Amen.
I can't wait. Yes. The secret of God is going to be revealed again.
Yes.
Come on now.
Wow, Bishop. Whew, thank you for that wonderful word from the Lord. That was awesome, and we are mightily blessed. I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We actually have two services. The first service is an early service. That's at 8 a.m. in the morning. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. And the second service is at 10 a.m. So there's two services tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. You can take the early service at 8 a.m. or the second service at 10 a.m. Either way, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow is a service that you don't want to miss. Tomorrow's service is our covenant day of celebration. Yeah. Wow, what a day of celebration we're going to have tomorrow. Now, you're going to want to come out and witness this covenant day of celebration, and not just witness it. You want to come out and partake of it, our covenant day of celebration. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Abiola Idowu about tomorrow's service. But right now, we have Charles Jenkins on the way with Winning. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing. I feel the good. It's something on me strongly. If you feel me, everybody throw your hands up and say, His blessings on me, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it, it's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing, this is my trend. No, I'm not perfect, I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self, turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hands.
Yeah. I feel good. I'm so grateful. I feel good. I'm so thankful. I feel good. Man, I'm so blessed. I feel good. Hands up. Hands.
All right. We are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. That was Charles Jenkins with Winners. And Bishop, we have been winning. We have been winning,
winning
every day,
winning
every week, every
yeah
month.
Praise
we have had a year of winning.
Yeah.
Now, we want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Tomorrow's service is going to be awesome. It is our day of covenant celebration.
Yeah.
Now, we want you to come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. And if you need a ride, give us a call. We will pick you up. We have two services. One is at 8 a.m. and the other is at 10 a.m. Now, if you want us to pick you up, just call us at this number, 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Come out to our services tomorrow, our covenant day of celebration. Now, Bishop, I know you're going to tell us something about this day of celebration tomorrow. We are eagerly waiting.
Oh, yeah. You see, this is our month of harvest, and I used to say this. When you take your car to a mechanic,
yes,
for a service,
mm-hmm,
now you don't expect your car to still run the same way. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you will return the car.
Yes.
And then
right,
you take back your money. Now, when you come to service, you must not return home the way you came. God have to service you. Now, watch this. This is a month of harvest, and people have sown love, money, and all that. Now, people need to know that the harvest is ripe,
mm,
and there is a need to put in the sickle.
Yes.
One of the greatest frustrations I have seen in the body of Christ is People love God, but they don't know how to reap the harvest.
Yes, yes.
And they got so frustrated. They said, so with all their heart, they sow. But God will not bring that harvest to your house. You have to bring in the sickle. Mm. That's what Joel chapter 3 verse 13 says. Tomorrow, I'm going to be exposing by the leading of the Holy Ghost. What are the sickle for our harvest?
The sickle of our harvest. Wow. I'm certainly going to bring lots of pen and paper because I want to learn about this sickle of the harvest. I can actually reap it.
It works every time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be the first one in line to learn about the sickle of the harvest. Yeah. And that's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Two services tomorrow. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, don't let that stop you. You need to come out and learn about the sickle of the harvest.
Yeah.
This is a covenant day of celebration.
Yeah. So, you reap tomorrow. You
I'm
drop,
reap.
Man.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes, God. Indeed. So don't stay home. We'll come and pick you up. And if you need a ride, just call us. The number is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. That's at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. So now we're going to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here live with us in the studio. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Pastor Clarence is here with us. Pastor Christian is here with us. We want to give a shout out to Minister Thunder. She couldn't be with us tonight, but Minister Thunder, we miss you. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen.
And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. Amen. We're so happy that you tuned in to us with us tonight, and we have an awesome segment coming your way. It's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we like to call the Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
Well, Mrs. Jan, it's a blessing to be back in the town and the studio with you all. I know last week I was missing on the air, but you know, I was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, amen.
You know, so I thank the Lord for bringing me back safely. And you know, I just want to thank the Lord for our Father and the Lord Bishop. Thank God for you. Amen. I just continue to pray that God give you more grace,
amen,
more wisdom,
amen,
and this unction on you continue to increase,
amen,
as we are partakers in this grace with you, sir,
amen.
We are just thankful,
amen,
that we are in the right place at the right time,
amen.
Like I said, this is the right season for us, and our inheritance is right before us, and we just thankful to take it and partake of this grace, amen, grace that creperies being used as a vessel to bring to this area of the world.
Amen.
But you know, Sister Jan, you know, I just came from Nigeria with the bishop. We're there to do the 25 years of Crepers celebration. And you know, before we talk about what he just spoke about, I just want our audience to hear that God has not started this work here. It has started 25 years ago. And so when we hear that, you know, people's lives have been changed, and that he's talking about God saying that, look, I have a plan for you. Amen. I have a plan for you. Yes, God has a plan.
Amen.
And we are able to see firsthand as we went to Nigeria to see lives being changed. I mean, destinies have been turned around. And so, Bishop, I continue to thank the Lord for you being obedient to the calling of God upon your life, to being the overseer of this great commission. But, you know, coming back to what you just spoke about, you know, the word of God is so clear to us that you says in Psalms 94, I was looking at it this morning, and you know, this took me aback. It said, blessed is he is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law. Blessed is that man. Because like you were saying, God has a purpose. His word is forever settled in heaven.
Yeah.
And so in our lives, people might be confused about what they see that is happening around them.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to help us do this. Because, you know, God does not work like men work.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
He does not live in time.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Because he lives in eternity.
Yeah.
We don't see the same way he sees things. But he never misses time.
Yeah.
He's always on time because he created time. He started time.
Mm.
So what I want you to help us understand, people might be dealing with one situation or another. And they forget that if you believe his word, your case, he has a plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep them encouraged? Because sometimes we miss it as believers. We look at what the enemy is showing you physically, and you forget the things of the spirit. There are people who are dealing with illnesses. There are people who are dealing with sicknesses. There are people who are dealing with lack of money. They are dealing with circumstances that are daily basis circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about God having a plan for them, they say, if God has a plan for me, why is this happening? I want you to revisit this conversation with them.
Okay.
That God does not miss it.
Okay. Now, thank you, Pastor Christian. I want all our listeners to listen to this. I said something. You don't use your experience and your situation to describe God. No. You use God's word to describe your experience.
Right.
So if your experience is not in line with God's word, you have every right to stop it right there. The Bible says, it will keep in perfect peace those whose mind stayed on him. For he trusted in him. Those who might. Now, I want us to come into a place whereby we see God's word as God's constitution in his government. As long as that constitution is there, nothing is going to change your life. Now, watch this. Watch this. Have you ever driven a car, Pastor Christian, without a brake?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, So when you press the brake, what happened to your car?
Oh, it's beginning to engage the brakes and it's trying to get stopped.
It
slows down, okay. And immediately stops.
Okay, is that to your advantage or disadvantage?
It is really to my advantage, I agree with you.
So that means the manufacturer, despite the fact that they want you to get to where you are going, they put in the brake so that you can be saved.
Absolutely.
Many times when you are slowed down is to save you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't ever think that God, why do you have to make me to slow down? God said, but there is a ditch there. You want to enter it?
Right.
And then you cry, God, and God said, look at this one. I'm driving this life and he still wants to just argue me. So many times we don't see that. And because we don't see that, we say God's word is not working. If God is not working, you will have been dead by now.
That's right.
It's because he's working. That's why you are alive. Go into the book. Study the book. Wait on the book. That's why we are inviting you to church tomorrow.
That's
we are not inviting you to come and be sermonized. We are inviting you so that we can teach you the kingdom principles.
That's right.
The person of Jesus will take you to heaven.
That's right.
The principles of Jesus will make you to live on the earth.
Amen.
So if you don't know the two, you can be saved and be stranded.
Amen. Mm. Wow. Mm. Thank you, Bishop, very much for that thing there. We appreciate you, sir. I thank God for your life. Thank
Praise
God for what you're doing.
Praise
I thank God for your leadership,
Praise
you know, on you leading us as we sat in the studio with you. I want to kind of like mix this thing up a little bit based on, you know, the 25th year anniversary of Prepper. I wasn't there, but I'm feeling the vibes of the things that were going on there. And I listened to you. You tell so many different stories that I feel that I was a part of those stories when you were telling them. You know, success is a combination of a lot of things. We talked about that last week. You know, success is not the accumulation of wealth, material things
alone.
Like that. It is accumulation of relationships.
Yeah.
Your character, your integrity, and your leadership. What I want to say is that, you know, you told us, you know the story of who was that? These guys' name, the story of David and the story of Joseph and Daniel. The story we know their story there, and there was success in there. There was failures and all that there, but the failure wasn't considered was part of success. Now you told a story in your ministry, you know, some 20 some years ago, and you told this story. And every time you tell this story, I'm just enamored. I'm tickled to death. And you said when you was just young in the ministry, you were started this ministry, you was going around and you was giving the word to the younger people and stuff like that. And they put the word out about you and you spoke about having to, you know, whenever you want to go outside, you had to go out after dark. You know, and that must have been humiliating and all that there, that's doing it. That. But throughout all of that, you know, it brought you to this point here. You know, just explain to us, you know, how you got through this, you know, all this humiliation, the backbiting, stabbing, and all that there.
Yeah.
Over those years, and to be Crepper's 25th year anniversary.
Thank you. You see, when I was younger in faith, I want to listen to what people say about me. But now I don't want to. Even if you write anything about me, you are the only one that will read it. I mean, I'm not even going to read it. So they said this, I said, just keep it.
Yeah.
Now, because I have come into a place in life by the grace of God that I have discovered that your faith is grown by what you hear.
Amen.
And your faith is depleted by what you hear. And if you don't guard what you hear, right, it will affect the way you behave, right, and the way you think, the way you live your life. Amen. Now, people, even when, like I was saying, even when it was like persecution everywhere, I did not see it as a persecution. Mm. Oh my God. I did not. And I made up my mind. I said, God, I have nothing against you. You didn't hurt me. No. Just show me what I need to know to get to where I'm going. Just show me. Instead of saying, God, why? No. Why should I say? He knows better than I do. Amen. But God, what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to know? Mm-hmm. Show me what I need to know. Now, the prayer of a baby in Christ is, oh God, give me. The prayer of a mature person is, oh God, lead me. He said, lead us not into temptation. When he is the one leading you, and you're too sure he's leading you, what people are doing around you will move you.
Right.
When there, it was like almost everybody want to stone me in one village when I was in missionary in Africa. They want to stone me. I didn't go home and just say, oh God, see what they are doing. No. I said, Father, thank you for the thing that happened today. So what else do we do? What's the next thing? Now, because I knew he saw it before it came.
Amen.
What of if I'm already dead in there?
Yeah.
That's right.
Many believers see situations that happen to them as a mountain instead of seeing it as an opportunity to move to the next phase. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And you can't just psych yourself in that. No. You can only build that on the word.
Amen. Thank you,
sir. When the Lord told me and he said, a laborer is worthy of his hire, I know I will never beg a ministry till I see Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
My assignment is to do what he asked me to do.
That's right.
Then he paid the bill.
Thank you. Thank you for that wisdom, sir. Sister Jen, you know, it's amazing when we have this wisdom that is transferred to us from this man that is anointed this way. We thank God for you. And we're going to move right to you now, Sister Jen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. That was Dr. Abiola Idowu, Pastor Christian, and the Fulfillment Family with the Moment of Change. What an awesome moment of change that was. Well, now it's time for my favorite time. This is my favorite segment of the broadcast. Why? Because this is where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And I'm telling you, tonight we have Pastor Christian with us tonight, who's been traveling abroad. And he is back, and he's full of goodness that God did and things that he witnessed and saw while he was out. Now, Pastor Christian, I know you're ready to tell us. So for this testimony segment tonight, Pastor Christian, take it away.
You know, thank you once again, Pastor Jen. You know, I just want to thank the Lord again for being part of this great history. Because 25 years is not 25 days, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop and Pastor Jen, you know, 25 years is not 25 weeks.
Yes.
This is years we're talking about. And, you know, it's amazing that when we're there, during the celebration of the 25 years, our father in the Lord, Bishop Abiola Idowu, his lordship was there, and his daughter, who happened to be born when this church was commissioned, was there in person. And she is 25 years old as a medical doctor. And we are standing there to see God's glory in the life of this man and his family. Amen. And that alone is a testimony that I want to share with you that is listening. To know that when God is upon your life, when God's work is working in your life, he was here. He was sent to come here in this land to preach the gospel. and his daughter has been moved in a period of 25 years to become a medical doctor. In our own very eyes, we just looked at God's glory.
Yes.
When he says to you, he say, go, you don't lack a thing. Mm-hmm. You will not miss a thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just standing here to glorify God and say, Lord, thank you for making me a believer through these yes. work of your Lord. Mm-hmm. But I have a question for you, Bishop.
Yeah.
You know, you... when all of this started, you've given us understanding. But there is the part of you that we have not seen when it comes to your relationship with Jesus Christ. And I want you to help us understand it, because we follow you. Hmm. We hear you. Hmm. It takes grace for God to call you and say, hey, leave everything you're doing and go. Leave your children. Leave everything that you go. And he sends you to go into a strange land that you know nobody there. Mm. And you stay with him and you work with him and you have become established in that land. And yes, people like me, Pastor Jan, Pastor Clarence, our destinies have been changed through the same assignment. Amen. There's something Amen. Bigger that we want to hear, sir. Yes. Give us an idea, yes. because it is bigger than what we see on Amen. The surface.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Pastor Christian. Now, I want you to know that a servant don't have a will. It is the captain that commands. I didn't hold nothing. He owns me. So my attention is on him. If he asks me, get out of here right now, maybe the only thing you hear from me is bye. Mm-hmm. I told him when we met, and when he come into ministry, after you, I am nothing. Just be mine, and I'm done. So whatever he asked me to do, I didn't have any attachment, anything except Jesus. He's all I got. So when he was telling me, move, where? This place. Thank you. In fact, there are some things because of our time, I can share now, that it you will just know that when he sent, he's already there. He's already there. When you are attached to the word, and to the material person. Somebody was telling us, one of the pastors that came into the house, he said, and he saw our house in Africa, and he just said, and you left all this. I said, I don't have a house. He owned the house. Amen, amen. I didn't have a car. He owned the car. Amen. So if he moved me, I would not just say, God, please, what of the car? Car what?
Yes,
amen. You're talking about car. We're talking about souls here. You're talking about car. Jesus Christ didn't die for a car. He didn't die for a house. He died for the souls of men. And when he saved one, there is joy in heaven. Amen. There is no joy in heaven for somebody that bought Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. That's true. Not at all.
That's right.
Not at all.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, I just bought a $10 million home and the angels are dancing. You don't know where the angel lives? So what kind of a house will you buy here that the angel will be dancing? No. But when a soul is saved, angel busts into party. So that's why I'm moving with whatever
thank you
move me.
Thank wow. you. So Sister Jen, do you see that humbling answer?
Yeah. Amen.
You know, for you to be dedicated, committed, focus on Jesus and say, you know what? I am your servant. Whatever you say, do, I do. Where you say, go, I go. Sir, that is a testimony itself, Sister
Amen.
Jen.
Amen.
For someone to be in our midst like this, it is God's true manifestation. You know, we just thank the Lord for everything that God has done in our lives. Yes. You know, we don't take you, God, for granted.
No,
yes, we don't.
No, yes. God is
this special. Time of us being part of this history and this generation, we just thank God for it.
Amen.
Because our lives have been changed. Because, God, you have a purpose for us. Mm-hmm. You have a good plan for us. Mm. I was looking at the word you said, you know, earlier on, and I saw it in the NET Bible. It says, for I know the plan I have for you, says the Lord, and I have plans to prosper you. Mm-hmm. That is the same Jeremiah 29, mm-hmm. verse 11. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what the interpretation. So, Sister Jen, do you see we are at the right place at the right time?
Amen. Yes. I'm sticking right here.
But you must know that on our eyes we're able to see in Nigeria that people are doing well.
Yeah.
The gospel is working. The message of the Lord Jesus Christ is continuing to lift people from glory to glory. And so we just thank the Lord for it. That's what I could share with you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. That was awesome. That's an awesome rendition of our 25th anniversary in Krefa, Nigeria. That is so awesome. God is moving and he's doing so many things in the lives of that ministry. And now it's time for us to open the phone lines. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up so you can call in if you would like Bishop to pray with you. I'm going to give you the number to call live into the studio. The number to call is area code 904-296-2251. That number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. If you want Bishop to pray with you, give us a call. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you and to agree with you. Give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251. The phone lines are now open. So, Pastor Christian, we do have an event coming up, and this is an awesome event. We have to talk about it tonight. I know our time is far spent, but we need to talk about this event. So tell us what's coming up, the next big thing in Krefa.
The next big thing in Krefa I see here is supposed to be December 29th through the 31st of 2018. You want to write this down. And this is the Gilger. I mean, this is going to be, this year, man, Krefa has been blessed.
Yes.
Krefa has been blessed. And we want you to mark this down because the topic this year is the Lord of the Harvest. So I just want you to know that December 27th to the 31st, the address is 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. There is a program that's called Gilga. It starts, Sister Jan, from 7 p.m. from Monday. No, it's 7 p.m. on Saturday. I see that. 7 p.m. I think on Friday.
It's going to be 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
And on Sunday, it's going to be 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then on Monday, coming back.
We're coming back for a crossover service. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a new dynamics. So please write it down. We have Gilga 2018 coming to Jacksonville. Gilga 2018 at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Yes.
7171 Arlington Expressway, and that's in Jacksonville, Florida. You want to mark it down from the 29th to the 31st. You don't want to miss this opportunity to be part of this great celebration. This is going to be a spiritual engagement that is going to take you into the new year.
Yes.
Because this is running through the 31st. And so you want to mark this down from December 29th through 31st. 7 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. on Sunday, and 10 p.m. on Monday for the crossover service. I want to repeat that. It's 7 p.m. on Saturday. That's the 29th. The 10 a.m. on Sunday, and then 10 p.m. on Monday, which is the 31st, for the crossover. Giga 2018. We can't wait. I can't wait to be there.
Yes. That's right. That's right, Pastor Christian. I cannot wait. I'm telling you, this is going to be an awesome event. Now, what we want you to do is we certainly, as Pastor Christian said, we want you to write this down. You need to put it in your date book, put it on your calendar, put it in your phone, put it on your refrigerator. I'm telling you, this is something you don't want to miss. This is Lord of the Harvest. And we're going to talk to Bishop about this because, Bishop, we want you to enlighten us a bit about what we can expect for Gilga. Because, you know, this is the end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, we're coming into a new year.
Yeah.
And you've told us the harvest is ripe.
It's ripe.
Yes. And we're not going to let any forces limit us.
Yeah.
We're not. We're going to be ready to take all the promises that God has said for us that's in his word.
Yeah.
So now, Bishop, you're going to tell us about that. But just before I come to you, I just want to give the number out again for the phone lines. And that number to call live into the studio, Bishop can still pray for you. Call us at 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. 2251. Give us a call. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. Call and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Eduwu. He will agree with you in prayer. Whatever it is, there is nothing that's too big or too small for God. God has already taken care of it. All you need is for us to agree with you.
Yeah.
So give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, tell us about Gilgal. Now, tell us, I mean, because this is the crossover service.
Yeah.
We're going to be in there that on Monday. We're coming back at 10 p.m. And, oh, we're going to bring in the new year.
Oh, now,
I know you all have, everybody have certain ways that they bring in the new year.
Yeah.
But we're going to bring in the new year praising God.
Yeah, you see.
I'm telling you.
The problem with a lot of people is, the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what will a righteous man do? Now, only, I don't want to use this language, but only a fool will travel to a place he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. He said, where are you going? I don't know. How you get there? I don't know. But you pack your bag. We have 365 days.
Yes.
We need to plan with God.
That's right.
So from 29, God will begin to speak to us what to do in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Step to take. Direction. So that is what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
We want to lay a foundation that sickness, disease, premature, they will not be able to tamper with.
Mm-hmm.
We already said so that no plan of the enemy will be permitted. You don't want to miss a meeting like that.
Yes, thank you so much. So that's Gilgal. I'm telling you, it's December 29th through the 31st. I'm telling you, Bishop, Reverend Laura always say, don't watch what you don't want.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Don't watch what you don't want.
We're gonna lay out what we want to watch this time.
Yeah.
So this is Gilgal. We want you to be there December the 29th through the 31st. Come out and you'll be mightily blessed.
Yeah.
Now, Bishop, we're gonna go over to the phone lines. We have a caller on the line. It's Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me speak. Yes, ma'am. I was praying for prayer for myself, my family,
mm-hmm.
for better employment,
okay.
and a Christian mate.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's just agree. Father, we thank you for your daughter. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Father, Lord, because your word is yea and amen. The Bible tells us, it said, none of you shall want your mate. That's the word of the Lord. He said, the mouth of the Lord has spoken it and his spirit has gathered them. Lord, I release the mate, the man, after your own heart. I release it to your daughter now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whosoever do not work is not supposed to eat. I therefore give to you tonight job that will give you joy, that will give you fulfillment and give you opportunity to serve the Lord. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every plan of the enemy concerning your home, concerning your children. I stand against everything that say no to your rising. Receive your peace now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. God bless you. So, Bishop, we have time for one more call, and that is Sister Samantha. She's on the line. Sister Samantha, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I would like to have prayer for my daughter.
Okay. Sister Samantha, let's just agree with your daughter. Father, Lord, we thank you because of your daughter tonight. We give you all the glory and all the praise because the word of the Lord said, he sent forth his word, he heals them, he delivered them from all their destruction. And Father, Lord Jesus, is there any yoke you cannot break? Is there any power that can stand against you? The Bible tells us, it's so clear. He said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Therefore, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I break every yoke. I destroy every plan of the enemy over your daughter right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, hear the word of the Lord. Take off your hand from this daughter of Zion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree total deliverance, total healing. The Rikapolian, that's her. Rebecca Tiskeba, receive it right now, and I call it done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is done.
Thank you, God.
Congratulations.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Samantha. God bless you. Well, Bishop, our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We thank you for your phone calls. Now, we'll be back next week, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So tune in next week for your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, two services, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. So we'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus is alive. You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.